Bill Friedman here. Great to be back with you all again, and welcome to another edition of PFO Radio, covering the great outdoors, especially our favorite fishing. But of course, we delve out and cover a whole lot of other great stuff for you, and we are going to do all of that on today's show. Welcome. What a great afternoon it is. 12 noon straight up here on an absolutely beautiful Thursday as I look out at Catalina Island from our Surfside Studios. And it looks so beautiful out in front of the house here today, out in front of the studio. It is just beautiful. And I've got to tell you, there's been all kinds of stuff going on here in Surfside, California. There's been great white shark sightings. They're all juveniles, it sounds like. But I was talking to Brandon across the street here. He ran into one and got out of there in a hurry. And, of course, Todd, I did a great interview with Todd as he talked about several encounters he's had here during the past month or so with great white sharks. In fact, four. And this is a guy, Todd Stockwell, who's been surfing for 45 years and never, ever seen a shark. And in the last month, seen four great white sharks here in Surfside, California. We also had a boat wash up in those rough seas we had the other day. And there's been some good surf fishing. I'm going to go down there right after the show with my son, Philip, and give that a shot. All kinds of really interesting and great stuff going on here in Surfside, California. I do want to make mention of the fact that we've got some great trips on the horizon. And, of course, we would love for you to take part of them. If you'd like to sign up for our May trip on board the Pacific Islander out of Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard, well, come on, do it in a hurry because that is filling up fast. It departs on May the 23rd, which is a Saturday, comes back in the evening of the Sunday, May 24th, and those trips have been magnificent. We had so much fun on last year's trip where we almost had limits of white sea bass. Pablo had a giant halibut. There was all kinds of first-time catches of white sea bass. The crew on the Pacific Islander, starting right up there at the top with skipper Steve Virtue, beautiful. What a crew. They elevate customer service to a level you're not going to believe. And, of course, the guys on deck, the same Laura and the galley, creating these culinary masterpieces that'll make your mouth water. I'm telling you, Pacific Islander out of Cisco Sport Fishing is great. If you can't make our trip, you should get up there and do a trip with Steve really, really soon. But our trip, once again, $150. We'll have raffle prizes. I'll be on board, and we're going to have nothing but fun on that trip. To sign up, it's easy, and do it quickly if you can. Go to www.pfomedia.com, click on Fishing with Phil, and then it'll take you right through, and you'll be able to sign up for that trip, pay online, and have your trip slam dunked for you so you can join us on this great trip. We have an exceptional show for you today. Jim Holden will be joining us from Friends of Rollo. They've got some great fundraisers on the horizon, including Tuna Wars. You'll find out all about that. Jim, at the helm of Friends of Rollo, is doing such a great job. I love the guy. And Jim and I are going to combine later on this year, I'm hoping, on a trip in Ensenada, perhaps with some orphans. We could work with Rosie Torres down there with the Boys and Girls Club. We'll figure that all out. But Jim is combining two things that are really near and dear to my heart. And, of course, that is Mexico and kids. I love both of those, and I can't wait to get together with Jim. So he'll be joining us. Now, Buzz Brizendine, owner-operator of the Prowler, will also be joining us talking about offshore fishing. There's been some tuna out of San Diego, and Buzz and I get into the tackle and so much more. He's a great guest, and he'll be joining us in just a little bit. Mitch Christensen, who runs the Southern Cal out of Pierpoint Landing in Long Beach, running into yellowtail, hundreds of them, but they were acting really, really strange. Mitch will be here to tell you all about it. What were they doing? We'll find out, and we'll find out what they're biting on, what the prospects are of a good yellowtail bite locally for the half-day boys this weekend. I'll be checking that out. Let me just catch you up before we take a quick break and then come back with Jim with some of the goings on. I'll give you a quick synopsis on what's going on right now down at the Coronado Islands. Hits on the yellowtail off and on. There's still yellow zooming around the Coronado Islands. There's fish sometimes up there at North Island. Sometimes they're in the middle, sometimes south, sometimes they're down there on the rock pile right in front of my favorite hotel, the Rosarita Beach Hotel, celebrating 90 years this year. I'll be in Rosarita Beach with owner Hugo Torres on the 16th celebrating that. And every time I look out from my room, I just see the rock pile and all kinds of yellow. So a little bit hit and miss down there. We'll see how that progresses. And once again, we'll talk about this offshore situation with Buzz in just a few minutes. We take you out to San Clemente Island, and that bite is getting back on track. We do have to watch the weather. There's some wind in the forecast right now, but it is getting back on track if you make the right turn. And by that, I mean, for example, here recently, some boats have made a left when they should have made a right, or vice versa. And there's just been one or two areas of the island that are biting now as opposed to before when it was really chewing up a storm. So, again, we'll watch that for you very, very closely. Clemente, if you get on the right bunch of fish, excellent fishing, 8 to 15-pound stuff, some of it up to 30 pounds. Loving the yo-yo iron right now. A lot of guys touting that red crab color, but some other guys telling me the blue and whites are working just as well. But I got some guys that are just saying red crab color on the yo-yo iron. So keep that in mind. And then sardines for bait, 25-pound mono, a 2.0 to 3.0 size hook should do you fine. If the fish fire up and really want to chew, you can go to the 40-pound and go to a 5.0 hook. I like pinning big yellows on a big hook. And by the way, yo-yo and an iron, nothing less than 40. I like 50-pound to do that. Pursuit recently, 35 yellows at Catalina. Most of those yellows have been smaller at Catalina Island. So the fish at times have been smaller. But then again, you look at some of the fish the Enterprise had, and Andy Surratt running out of Marina Sport Fishing and then Long Beach also had some nice big yellows. So there's a mix of fish there. A few barracuda, a few bass, sheep's head, white fish. Not bad. Mixed bag fishing going on at Catalina. Locally, again, we'll talk to Mitch and see if we're going to get any kind of a yellowtail bite. It looks good. There's a lot of fish. In fact, Mitch doesn't think they've gone anywhere. We'll talk to him about all of that. What's effective? A lot of boats focusing on rockfish because the water is kind of cool on the local scene. Just starting to get past 60 again now and looking good. We'll have to hope we don't get much wind here in the next few days. But excellent fishing down there on the sea track out of Helgen's Oceanside. The 095 running to San Clemente Island, then up there at Davy's Locker. A lot of sculpin going on for their local boats. Local boats fishing the rockfish out of Long Beach, San Pedro, Redondo, Marina Del Rey, all doing really, really well on the bottom fish. And that leaves us with the Channel Islands. And I'm telling you, great fishing for bottom fish up there. We kind of got screwed up on our full moon. We had a lot of inclement weather, a lot of wind up there, and it kind of put a damper on things in terms of getting a sea bass bite, more halibut, even some yellows, and hopefully getting some market squid to move in. But we'll keep our eyes on it. I still think you're going to see more and more fish moving there, and I'm talking yellows and sea bass. You're going to see more of that, and you always have the fallback, which is just as good a bite on the bottom fish as anyone in their right mind could possibly want. Finally, before we go to break, I know I've been jabbering a lot here, but it's beautiful, man. You got to get out on this water and go fishing this weekend. It really looks nice. And this is supposed to be storm watch. I was listening to the local news today. Oh my God, storm watch. Everybody get your umbrellas. We may have a tenth of an inch of rain, you know, that nonsense. But anyway, I wanted to make mention of the fact that this weekend on Aventuras al Aire Libre, our Spanish language radio show, we've got a special guest. It's Miguel Carreras from Cousins Rods, and he'll be answering questions in Spanish and, of course, spending an hour with us on the air. I can't wait to do that. Miguel's a hard worker over there at Cousins and does such a great job, but he's also going to be giving a rod away, a Cousins rod, and the people who will be eligible are the people who call in and ask a question. So, can you ask a question in English and still win? Yes, you can, or you can try your broken Spanish, whatever you want to do. It's going to be this Saturday on AM 690. You just call in and ask Miguel a question. We take your name, write it on a piece of paper, and throw it in the hat. Probably going to be no more than 8-10 people at the most, and it's a brand new beautiful Cousins rod. Don't blow it. From 6 a.m. to 6:50 in the morning, you can call in with your questions. It's got to be a question to Miguel about Cousins Rod. What kind of Cousins Rod's good for tuna? What's good for surfish? That kind of a question. The number 866, that is 866-526-9026. Come on, win that Cousins Rod this weekend. I want to hear your Spanish, and I want to, for the first time ever, talk to you in Espanol on the air. And, of course, we'll speak English with you and translate your question for our audience. Hey, always great to be with you all, PFO Radio. Let's get with the program, take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Jim Holden from Friends of Rollo. You know something? Talk about the perfect location. Helgren Sport Fishing in Oceanside, California. They can go south into Mexican waters. They can head out to San Clemente Island. There's so many banks nearby loaded with tuna and yellowtail this year. And they've got it all. They've got the Sea Trek, the Oceanside 95, and the Electra. Half, three-quarter day trips, full day trips, multi-day trips, twilight fishing. They have it all. You want to go on a whale watch trip, catch sharks, go on a harbor coastal cruise excursion. Helgren's in Oceanside can make it happen. And the captains and crews on the boat have elevated customer service to a very high level. If you're a novice or expert angler, you're going to love Helgren's Oceanside Sport Fishing. They are perfectly located to make sure you get out and catch lots of fish. Go to HelgrensSportFishing.com today and get out on one of their fine boats. You know, the fishing is not going to get any better than it is here in 2015. And 22nd Street Landing in beautiful San Pedro, California can make your sport fishing dreams come true. Catch that giant yellowtail, big halibut, and so much more. Barracuda bass on the great boats out of 22nd Street Landing. The Freedom, the Pursuit, the Monte Carlo, the Native Sun, the Fortune, the Ultra, and the Shoreliner Whale Watching Nature Cruises. 22nd Street Landing has it all for you. You can fish the islands, offshore tuna, locally, twilight trips, half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips, and you're never going to find a year where fishing is better than 2015. Give them a call down there at 22nd Street Landing today at 310-832-8304 or visit them at www.22ndstreet.com. I just love fishing on board the Pacific Islander out of Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard. You've been listening to me for over 30 years now, so you know when I tell you something from the bottom of my heart, I really mean it. And I could not recommend a boat with more enthusiasm than I do for the Pacific Islander. Their crew, starting with Captain Steve Virtue, have elevated customer service to a high level, higher than I've ever seen before. Laura's hamburgers are to die for. And the Channel Islands, my God, giant halibut, great white sea bass fishing, and some of the best rock fishing you'll encounter anywhere. It is such a pleasure to fish on the Pacific Islander. And if you're a novice, it is the perfect boat for you. If you're an expert, you're going to love it. Go to ChannelIslandSportFishing.com or give them a call at 805-382-1612. Hey, let's jump on over and talk to Jim Holden from Friends of Rollo, who's doing so much good work in the community. Jim, always a pleasure to hear your voice. How are you?
Good, Phil. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Doing better to hear your voice because Friends of Rollo is really making an impact out there in the community. In fact, this Saturday, you have something very, very special coming up. Why don't we talk about that, and then we'll talk about Friends of Rollo as a whole.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, actually, Phil, what got me involved with Friends of Rollo was a program called Fish for Life that I started 6 years ago, which is more so designed to take children with special needs out fishing. And, you know, it's a real unique program. We have a trip this Saturday at Dana Point. It's all free. Guests check in around 8 o'clock. Then we use the stern of the Dana Pride as a podium where we have local mayors, we have some, you know, NFL guys say a few words. Then we have someone say a prayer, someone sing the national anthem. Then we roll red carpet down the gangplank and introduce the little guys one at a time. So it's really, really cool. If anyone's available, come on down to the docks this Saturday, say by around 8:30, you know, and check it out.
And I like the way you roll out the red carpet and kind of Hollywood the whole thing up and make these kids feel so special. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, you bet. Hey, it's all about them, you know, and for these families who, you know, at times feel like outcasts of society. I mean, it's all about honoring them and showing them that they too can fish.
Absolutely, and fishing is such a wholesome sport, and it's so good for kids. I always go back to the story about Teddy Roosevelt, how he was such a frail young man, kind of a sickly kid, until he discovered the great outdoors. And when he got out to the great outdoors, he became this robust, strong guy, and I think that's what the outdoors can do for kids. What about Friends of Rollo as a whole, Jim? I mean, you're doing so much great work out there.
Oh, I tell you, and Phil, the program is just, it's going like gangbusters, you know, and to familiarize everyone with Friends of Rollo that's not familiar with it, you know, it was named after Captain James Rollo, you know, who unfortunately passed away on an accident on a trip back in 1999. Since then, we have taken, as of January 31st, have surpassed 100,000 kids being served. And this is on a combination of trips from San Diego on up to San Francisco, lake events, pier events, et cetera. But it's all about, you know, getting kids out on the water. Our focus, and we help all kids, but the focus really is like inner city underprivileged kids, where we can get them out, educate them, and expose them to the elements, you know, to help them then make better choices instead of, you know, getting into trouble, drugs, alcohol, whatever, get involved, you know, with either fishing or any aspect of the whole marine deal, you know.
Great work, I tell you. And there's 100,000 kids there that have been exposed to something new. And as you say, there's that fork in the road, and hopefully, you know, they take the bait, no pun intended, and they head off in the right direction. Now, you're looking for all kinds of help. I know you need volunteers at times, but in terms of corporate sponsorship, anything like that, you're also interested in that, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a very, you know, expensive endeavor, funding these trips. And for groups who are really in need, I mean, we fund the whole deal. I mean, the charter, you know, the rod rentals, gratuity for the crew, food, lunch for them and all that. And these are trips from San Diego on up to San Francisco. So, hey, to help out, you know, I'm really, really in search of like grants from either foundations. So if anyone's on a board of a foundation can help out, I would love to talk to you, and we can arrange a time to come present to your board, and or corporate sponsorships, you know, companies that would like to fund a trip, you know, and or individuals who are in a position to help. We'd greatly appreciate it. And to do so, I can be contacted on our website. You know, it's, my email is jim@rollokids.org. That's rollokids.org. Our website is www.rollokids.org. For anyone willing to make a donation, you can go right online and do so, or give me a call. My phone number, my direct cell, is 949-285-8819. And then, Phil, we also have a really cool event coming up in June called Tuna Wars.
Tell me more about it. It sounds great.
Yeah. And this is a fundraiser where we're going to have Captain Dave Marciano and Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna coming out in June. And we have two boats. We have this is out of Seaforth in San Diego. Dave will be on the Eclipse, and Paul will be on the Tribute. And it's going to be a competition between the two boats. The winning boat will be determined by the total weight of the top three fish, okay? But it's all about helping the kids. And we have room for, it's going to be a limited load, 24 per boat. And it's $1,000 a person. It is tax deductible. And I realize this is more than a typical, you know, two-day trip. But it's helped support, you know, help to support the cause and help us get more kids out fishing.
Oh, it'll be great. And what an event. I mean, for guys that are fans of the show, that has got to be such a special trip.
Oh, man, it's going to be a blast, you know. And we've got support from the industry. You know, there'll be gifts. There'll be raffle prizes, you know. And then Paul did this last year. We had one boat. He went out on the tribute. And I'll tell you, he was just great. He's got a real heart for helping kids, as well as Dave, you know. So who knows, Phil? Maybe this time next year we'll even have more of the cast from Wicked Tuna coming out.
Oh,
and get more than two trips, you know.
Oh, Jim, that would be great. And I'll tell you, it is a magnificent endeavor that you have taken on, and you're doing such a great job with it. And I've worked with John Rowe in the past, and I'm working with you now, and looking forward to seeing even more kids get out on the water with Friends of Rollo. Any organization with a lofty goal such as Friends of Rollo, I just think it's great. And the more kids we can expose to the great outdoors, Jim, I know you feel the same way. It's just a win-win-win, isn't it?
It really is. It really is, Phil. And I'll tell you, our emphasis really is on educating these kids, you know, not just loading the boat, get them out. I mean, it's being very well organized. And the perfect model would be, we take a group, and prior to the trip, like a week or so before the trip, we have like a marine biologist type do a classroom type session with the kids while you have their attention, you know, just teaching them some basic fundamentals about, you know, a conventional reel, how to tie knots, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and then before, when the kids load up, before we shove off, we'll have the captains do a quick brief seminar, you know, going over the basics again. But again, just, you know, getting them, exposing them to everything, educating them, fishing game. Carrie Wilson, fishing game, she's been so supportive with, like, little passport books they do. And then we're working on a cool thing where post-trip we'll have the kids go online and do, like, a open book test. And to incentivize them to do that, you know, they could then print out a certificate saying, hey, I'm a, you know, an official Rollo angler. But beyond that, enter them then in a drawing for a gift.
Excellent. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure. Have we missed anything, Jim?
No, we're good. Oh, one other thing, Phil, I want to talk to you about, you know, selecting a date, and let's go south of the border. Let's get a trip going down in Ensenada.
Oh, my God. Now you're hitting two things I really love, kids and Mexico, and I would love to work with you on that. Let's do that. I mean, in fact, Jim, I was just down on a trip down to the Hotel Corral, and we went out to the wine country, and there's an orphanage out there, and one of the people that run the orphanage asked me to stop by. It's an all-girls orphanage, all kids in their teens, and what a great place. They're doing such wonderful work out there. I can't remember. I think it's El Faro Orphanage. I think that's the name of it, and I stopped in there, and it just seemed like a great place, and I kind of mentioned, you know, we should do a fishing trip. Oh, my God. They came unglued out there, Jim. They're so ready to do it. It would be great.
Oh, let's do that. Definitely. In fact, Phil, last year we did it was May 10th of last year, we brought 30 kids across the border on a trip out of Fisherman's on the Dolphin. And that was a joint effort between SAC. Frankie was extremely helpful there, you know, getting kids from the border to the landing. And then we had a gentleman by the name of Pastor Daniel Nunez, who has been responsible for opening like 20 churches south of the border. And he then, you know, arranged to gather the kids and the kids that had all the proper credentials to get across the border. But we did that, and it was so fun. And these kids, half of them never even seen a boat. Okay. So, oh, it was a blast. We want to do more of that.
Oh, I'm with you. And I bet you'll agree with me on one other thing. As much as these kids get out of it, you and I get more out of it. Seeing the reaction of the kids, seeing the innocence of the kids, learning how to appreciate nature once again. You just get so much out of working with kids, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Phil. And I'll tell you what, you know, since I've been aboard, which was July of last year, I mean, stories I've heard of kids who live 15, 20 miles from the ocean, and have never seen it. I mean, oh, what a, you know, it's fuel for the fire to just get more and more kids out there. Because I agree with you. Seeing the face, seeing their little faces and how excited they are. And two, in this day and age, on a trip we recently did, it was really cool. This little girl, and because just technology and these kids glued to their little cell phones and texting and this, that, and the other thing. And this little girl at the end of the trip said, oh, my gosh, I need to check my phone all day.
Oh, my God. Thank God for that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, it's all good. And I know you share the same compassion. So let's hook up, man, and get some more kids out.
Sounds good. And just to let you know, this Saturday and Sunday, of course, we do our Spanish language radio show on AM 690 at 6 in the morning. In fact, we're going to be giving a cousin's rod away on Saturday. But I will cover this and translate it into Spanish and let all our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters know about all the great work you're doing, and make sure we drop your contact number over there too, Jim.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, thank you, Phil, and always good talking to you.
Jim Holden, everybody from Friends of Rollo, doing magnificent work in the community. Jim, once again, great having you on.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Bye.
You know something? Talk about the perfect location. Helgren Sport Fishing in Oceanside, California. They can go south into Mexican waters. They can head out to San Clemente Island. There's so many banks nearby loaded with tuna and yellowtail this year. And they've got it all. They've got the Sea Trek, the Oceanside 95, and the Electra. Half, three-quarter day trips, full-day trips, multi-day trips, twilight fishing. They have it all. You want to go on a whale watch trip, catch sharks, go on a harbor coastal cruise excursion. Helgren's in Oceanside can make it happen. And the captains and crews on the boat have elevated customer service to a very high level. If you're a novice or expert angler, you're going to love Helgren's Oceanside Sport Fishing. They are perfectly located to make sure you get out and catch lots of fish. Go to helgrenssportfishing.com today and get out on one of their fine boats. You know, the fishing is not going to get any better than it is here in 2015. And 22nd Street Landing in beautiful San Pedro, California can make your sport fishing dreams come true. Catch that giant yellowtail, big halibut, and so much more. Barracuda bass on the great boats out of 22nd Street Landing. The Freedom, the Pursuit, the Monte Carlo, the Native Sun, the Fortune, the Ultra, and the Shoreliner Whale Watching Nature Cruises. 22nd Street Landing has it all for you. You can fish the islands, offshore tuna, locally, twilight trips, half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips, and you're never going to find a year where fishing is better than 2015. Give them a call down there at 22nd Street Landing today at 310-832-8304 or visit them at www.22ndstreet.com. I just love fishing on board the Pacific Islander out of Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard. You've been listening to me for over 30 years now, so you know when I tell you something from the bottom of my heart, I really mean it. And I could not recommend a boat with more enthusiasm than I do for the Pacific Islander. Their crew, starting with Captain Steve Virtue, have elevated customer service to a high level, higher than I've ever seen before. Laura's hamburgers are to die for. And the Channel Islands, my God, giant halibut, great white sea bass fishing, and some of the best rock fishing you'll encounter anywhere. It is such a pleasure to fish on the Pacific Islander. And if you're a novice, it is the perfect boat for you. If you're an expert, you're going to love it. Go to ChannelIslandSportFishing.com or give them a call at 805-382-1612. Time to join my good friend Mitch Christensen, who runs the Southern Cal out of Pierpoint Landing in Long Beach, California. Mitch, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Phil. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Hey, you know, I've been thinking to myself, there's so many yellowtail around at the islands and everywhere else. It's only a matter of time till they show up on the local scene. And what I thought may have been holding them back as some cooler water temperatures. But, boy, from talking to you earlier today, it sounds like there's a pretty good volume of fish in here right now.
Yeah, you know, Phil, to tell you the truth, I don't think it ever left. I mean, we didn't see it there for, you know, every day there for a couple months. But, I mean, we never didn't see it one or two times, you know, a month. It was always there, you know, just certain months that we saw more of it. But, yeah, the water got a little colder, but today it looked like, I don't know if there's more fish moving in or what it is, but saw a pretty big volume of fish there out front today.
Excellent. You saw big breezers of fish? Is that what you were looking at?
Yeah, big breezers of fish. I don't know. Can't really tell what they're eating, either red crab or krill or something. They come up. Some schools come up, and they're all violent and acting crazy. Those are the couple schools that we got on that actually bit a little bit. And other times they were coming up, they were doing some – it was weird the way they were coming up. They looked like carp. It was just the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but – they're eating something that's out there. I don't know. Like I said, krill or something. It's kind of having lockjaw for now.
I'm interested in what you mean by it looked weird to you, because you've been fishing a long time and they look like carp. So what? They come to the surface and just kind of mosey along or what?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they just come and put their backs out of the water and their mouths out of the water and just, you know, and they just keep doing that. It's like I said, carp, or like when they freshly stock, you know, these stalker trout or something. It was the weirdest thing ever. I mean, that was what we saw most of the day. But like I said, there was a couple of schools that came up and just completely churned up the whole water. And we got on a couple of those. And kind of those are the ones that bit, like I said. But all the other ones, they're doing that weird thing that I'm talking about. And I have never seen it before. But hopefully, I mean, like, it's a good sign. Hopefully they settle in. They got to bite up sometime, I would think.
Yeah, that is cool, man. That's a great description you gave us. Same grade of fish, still nice big fish?
Yeah, I mean, the first one we caught today was 12 to 14 pounds, you know, so I thought it was going to be all that size, but then the second one we caught was that 25-pound stuff, you know. So, yeah, it's all the same grade of fish, pretty all big bruisers, mean fish.
Yeah, I know. They have an attitude, those things. It is really, really incredible. Now, were those fish on bait, the iron, both? How'd you catch them?
Everyone that we got today was on the iron. It was just running and gunning. We run up on a school, cast really quick. I mean, you might get one shot at them. They might seek out before you get to them. But, yeah, everything was on the iron. It was pretty frustrating, to tell you the truth. I mean, there'd be 200 fish spot come up, and you'd get up on them, they'd seek out, and they'd pop up right on your stern. You know, it's just a little past casting distance, but it's pretty frustrating, but it's pretty cool to see it this time of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you say frustrating, and I agree with you. I know how you can pull your hair out if you had any. Well, you can still pull your hair out. I can't do that. But what I want to say is that at some point in time, that light switch is going to go on, probably when the water gets a little warmer. And if it goes on and you got these 200 fish schools hanging out here, it's going to be really something here real soon.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think a couple degrees. We had a lot of wind. Traditionally, April's really, really windy, and it lived up to its really windy names. You know, and we're still getting a little bit of wind here. Kind of dropped the water down. It got back up to 61, 62 degrees today. Maybe that would have a factor that they bit a little bit. But I think it gets up to 65, 66 again. It's going to be game on.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Color of the iron that you caught the fish on today?
The one that we caught it on today was blue and white. Tell you the truth, I don't think, I mean, if you got it into one of those schools, you were probably going to get bit regardless, or there are so many of you, you're probably just going to snag one on accident. But the blue and white is what we got it on today.
I swear to God, you know, and it's illegal to do this, everybody, so don't do this. But when you were describing those yellows with their backs out of the water, I'm just thinking, man, would that be cool or what, to have a couple treble hooks, an 8-ounce torpedo, and just kind of rip it through there.
Yeah, I'm sure people have thought about it before. I mean, it's definitely fun when they bite the jig, but dang, those things, they're getting pretty frustrated. But you work at it, and you work at it and work at it, you'll get one.
All right, and just to remind everybody, that was a joke. It's completely illegal to do that. Now, one thing that I've heard that's red hot in a lot of venues is that red crab color. Anybody been using that? Any thought about going to that? I think they are feeding on, well, who knows what they're feeding on, but that color seems to be working really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, it was, Phil, but we had one of the guys using it today, and it didn't really get bit. I mean, I think what we caught it on today was a smaller jig. It was a smaller size jig. So I think they're either on, like, either little tiny no-see-em anchovies or something really small. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just getting a jig in the middle of all of them or what the deal is.
Well, Mitch, I know it's a good interview when I learn a lot, and I certainly have learned a lot from you tonight. The only other thing I need to learn is how I can get out with you on the Southern Cal out of Pierpoint Landing in Long Beach, California. Are you running two runs every day now?
Yes, Phil. This past Monday here, we started our double half day, 6:30 a.m. to 12:30 around 6 o'clock, and that's Monday through Sunday. So pretty much on our summer schedule. And also we're running twilights Friday and Saturday nights. That leaves at 6:30 p.m. And the twilight fishing's been pretty good on the sandbass and sculpin as well.
All right. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for your time and more yellows in your future. That's what I'm hoping for.
Roger that, Phil. Good talking to you.
Let's head on down south and talk to my good friend, Buzz Brizendine, the owner-operator of the Prowler out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Buzz, how are you today?
Doing well, Philip. How about yourself?
Doing great. I mean, there are so many interesting things going on in sport fishing. And, you know, I've mentioned to you that out in front of our house, we have these juvenile great white sharks that have taken up residence here in Surfside, and nobody can ever remember seeing so many sharks. Buzz, it's this crazy now. We were out surf fishing all morning long, my son Philip and I. We came in the house. We sat down in the living room to take a little break. We were going to go back for another round. And I said to him, you know what? We should, like, look out there for a great white shark. And one launches out of the water in front of the two of us no more than 30 seconds later. And he jumps off the sofa. I jump off the chair. And then we just freaking high-fived each other like, did that really just happen? I mean, it's crazy.
That's pretty neat. That's really neat. But, you know, one of the things they found is some of that north end of the Santa Monica, Southern California Bight is, you know, like from where you are on up, is somewhat of a pupping area. So the fact that we see some of that stuff hanging out is really kind of neat.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always been a pupping area, so nobody should be too terribly surprised, but I've talked to residents here in Surfside, and they have never, ever seen what we are seeing now. I mean, it's almost like you can do what Philip and I did yesterday. If you sit and look out to sea for any longer than about an hour, you're going to see a great white shark jump out of the water. It's been that crazy. All the neighbors have been seeing them, and it's just been phenomenal. So good stuff. And really enjoying that. Let's kind of talk before we talk about the Prowler's upcoming day and a half schedule. I am totally excited about that. And before we talk about some offshore fish that have been taken, let's talk a little bit about the possibility of a super El Nino approaching the West Coast. Man, I got to think, Buzz, if you combine any kind of an El Nino with this blob of warm water that we have had with us, things could get, if it's even possible to say this, even more crazy.
The signs are certainly there for some outstanding offshore fishing, I'll tell you that.
What do you know about this Super El Nino? What is NOAA saying about it?
Well, NOAA says that, the first thing they say is Super El Nino likely as warm water wave hits the West Coast. And that's pretty significant because they're talking about a huge body of water that's moving from west to east and is going to impact the water temperature we have for this summer and on into next winter from the looks of things.
And perhaps even bring some much-needed rainfall. Who knows? But that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, that's one of the things they're talking about. They think that that's a very real possibility. Starting in the late fall of 15 and going on through the winter.
That would be nice. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the catches that have been going on. There's been some yellowfin tuna and bluefin tuna taken offshore in U.S. waters. Both of those things significant, A, because of the date, I mean the time of the year, May, yellowfin tuna out of San Diego, pretty crazy, and the fact that they've already crossed over into U.S. waters is also very significant.
It is. And so it's still kind of a wait and see thing, you know, to see what follows them. But with all of the warm water setting up offshore and reports from several different sources to talk about a lot of bait in the offshore realm, that's kind of like the table set and the first of the guests are starting to arrive.
For people that are new to sword fishing, Buzz, I think you can take a big X and kind of just put it right through albacore for this year. Not because the stock is in any danger at all. Far from the truth. The stock of albacore is in really, really good shape, but they just do not feel very comfortable in this warm, warm water, do they?
Absolutely. I mean, that's entirely correct. The stock is very, very healthy, and when the oceanography gets such in our southern realm that they come through here, it should be outstanding fishing. But for this year, I think we can look for a repeat of the warm water species we had last year.
Why don't you just remind everybody, in case they have been on Mars and just got dropped down on the planet, why don't you remind everybody about some of the species we caught last year and what perhaps we could be looking forward to this year?
Gosh, I mean, how could you forget that? I mean, that was such good fishing. I mean, we had the yellowfin tuna and the Dorado, which was just great. We had some bluefin, which was also excellent. But then we had some of the really exotic stuff that we just don't see on a regular basis, like blue marlin up as far as the L.A. area. And how about Wahoo and places like the Nine Mile Bank, just outside the Coronado Islands, 1 mile off Pyramid Head? I mean, those kinds of things were almost first ever, and there's that possibility again this year.
You know, I mean, there's been a lot of hyperbole surrounding last year, but I think most of it has been true. It was last year the best year you have ever seen in your career in San Diego?
It's certainly got to be right up there at the top. I mean, it was just outstanding fishing, and for a long period of time, and quite a variety of species. And some might even say that it didn't end all through the winter.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we saw yellowfin tuna out there on Cortez Bank into December, and then, of course, bluefin tuna. And we really haven't seen this thing slow down at all. And what I'm curious about is getting some more boats out there and getting some more coverage in the offshore region. You get more coverage and some funny things can happen, correct?
Well, you just get such a much better feel for what's around. I mean, you know, you get a group of boats going out there with today's electronic gear, most namely the scanning sonars and water temperature charts to help pinpoint where they go. And they're just so much more effective that it will really be interesting to see what the first wave of guys find.
Oh, I can't wait for that. All right, well, speaking of that, the Prowler has some day-and-a-half trips on the horizon. What is the schedule?
It's for the last part of May, and it's each weekend. And the dates that we've got on the line right now for the fishing day, these are all May dates, and it's we've got the 16th, the 23rd, the 29th, and the 31st. And with the tuna being caught locally last weekend and the water already warming up, we think we may just be sitting prime to get this thing rolling.
Excellent. So what kind of species besides tuna will you be looking for? I assume kelp patty yellowtail?
Kelp patty yellowtail. And really, until some boats get out there and look around, you don't know what you might come up with. I wouldn't expect anything like Dorado this early, but you never know. But just tuna and yellowtail in May sounds pretty darn good to me.
Well, I mean, you say you wouldn't expect Dorado. Would you expect yellowfin tuna in May, for God's sakes?
No, that's true. You wouldn't. So, you know, there have already been a few striped marlin seen around various places in the Southern California Bight, so you might even see one of those.
Yeah, it is really crazy times we are living in. And in terms of the tackle that somebody would bring on a day-and-a-half trip, do they have to bring soup to nuts? Can they get by with two or three rods? What would you suggest there?
Well, you know, we always advocate simpler is better, and that's no different here. One of the nice things we have in this era of just tremendously improved tackle is you can load up a reel with, for instance, 40-pound spectra or 50-pound spectra, and then bring three or four rolls of fluorocarbon for just a short top shot, and you could have you could be set from fishing 20 pounds to 40 pound, let's say, on one outfit. So that's a help in that regard. So, you know, something like a bait outfit and a yo-yo outfit, and the guy'd be good to go to start with anyway.
Excellent. Yo-yo iron, something with chrome in it for the tuna. I've heard a lot of guys, like at San Clemente Island this year and other areas, talking about this red crab color yo-yo iron. I don't know if you think that's a good deal or not, but what would you suggest in terms of bringing iron and color and surface or yo-yo or what?
Well, I'll get to that in just a second, but I'm going to test your memory here for a minute. Do you remember back in the day the squid head straggler jigs?
I do.
We had a huge El Nino in the 70s, and they made a red crab pattern then, and it was just outstanding on the yellowtail. So that obviously that squid head pattern isn't around today, but that's a good pattern, especially with all the red crab that's around. So I'd say for yo-yoing, that might be a good thing. Like you said, something in chrome for fishing offshore. There's already been tuna and yellowtail in abundance caught on surface iron. So if you like to fish that, I would say that's a good call. You know, it's soup to nuts on what they've been biting, really.
Excellent. And the Prowler, I have to say this, when you are on a day-and-a-half trip, Buzz, it just gives you so much of an advantage to in terms of the distance you can travel. And what I like, I don't know how many trips I've been on, and, of course, you, in your career, you're going to be able to address this better than me, but I don't know how many trips I've been on where the best fishing takes place in that last couple of hours of sunlight. I mean, there's something magical about going in to the bite as the sun is setting. Those fish seem to turn on. I could be crazy. Oh, I think I am crazy, but I could be right in this one instance. I mean, you can go further, and you get to fish that magical sundown bite.
I mean, you know, that's why everybody calls a sundowner such a special thing, because a lot of times it happens, but even if it doesn't, it's such a nice possibility to be there at that time. And I know at least initially we're going to be on productive grounds in the gray in the morning, so you literally get it from gray to gray.
Well, I don't know what more we could ask for in May. It is really incredible. Offshore tuna. We've got a lot of yellowtail around. We've got predictions of a super El Nino, and we got the Prowler going day and a half. The only thing I needed to know is how I can book and get on board the Prowler.
Philip, the best way to do that is to call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
Buzz, always a pleasure. Can't wait for you to get offshore. I probably can't wait for you to get offshore, but I bet you can't wait to get offshore either.
Absolutely. We are ready to roll.
Right on. Hey, best of luck. Thanks for a great interview.
All right. Thanks, Philip.
All right. Another great PFO show, and it's been so great to spend some time with you here on this lovely Thursday. I sincerely hope you're going to get out with your family, your girlfriend, your wife, the kids, whatever, and have really a fun weekend doing something in the great outdoors. It should be beautiful. Looking at this ocean right now, I tell you what, I'm heading down with a surf fishing rod, a chrome crocodile, and I'm going to toss it out there, and I'm going to catch something really big. At least that's the game plan. And if that doesn't happen, well, I'm just going to have a great time with my son, Philip. How can you beat that? Tornado going tonight out of Pierpoint Landing in Long Beach, California. Headed to San Clemente Island for the hot yellowtail bite. Bring your yo-yo iron and mention PFO, and you go for $110 down there at Pierpoint Landing, 562-983-9300, and you can go. And don't forget, book that trip coming up here on May the 23rd, fishing the 24th out of Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard, a PFO special trip on board the Pacific Islander. All you have to do is click on Fishing with Phil when you go to www.pfomedia.com. Cousins.com. And that Cousins rod will be giving away this weekend over there on AM 690 Radio. It's our Spanish show, Aventuras al Aire Libre. I think you're going to enjoy calling in. And yes, we will take calls in English. You can ask your question to our good friend, of course, Miguel Carreras from Cousins Rod. He'll be with us. And then we're going to take everybody who asks a question, throw the names in a hat, and draw it at the end of the show. And you win a free Cousins Rod. How can you beat that? The phone number, once again, for this Saturday is 866-526-9026. That's this Saturday. Call in for your question for Miguel. Your name will be tossed in a hat, or your hat will be tossed in a hat, or I don't even know what's going to be tossed in a hat. But we'll get your name in there somehow, and then we'll draw it at the end of the show, and you might just win a custom, beautiful Cousins fishing rod by calling into a Spanish radio show. I bet that'll be the first time you do that. Hey, have a great weekend. My thanks to all the great guests on the show today, and my thanks to each and every one of you. I sincerely hope you have a wonderful weekend. Take care of yourselves, and take care of one another.